When it comes to online speech, corporations, not courts, may have a bigger say, and the biggest firms take very different approaches. Twitter calls itself the free speech wing of the Free Speech Party, while Facebook enforces rules that more closely resemble workplace policies. NPR's Steve Henn takes us inside Facebook to the people who regulate the speech of more than a billion people around the world.
Meet Judd Hoffman. He's the global policy manager at Facebook. Hoffman doesn't give off the vibe that he's a global power broker, but in a very real sense, he is.
Our job is to manage the rules that determine what content is unacceptable on Facebook, and also, obviously, what is acceptable.
His team determines what more than a billion people can and can't say on Facebook. And this is a pretty big job. There are more than 300 million photos uploaded to Facebook every day. Millions of video links.
All right, look, you're driving in your car, okay? And you're waiting to make a left at a traffic signal.
2.5 billion messages of one kind or another. Hoffman's team has to police all of this. Facebook bans copyright infringement, as well as all sorts of speech that, in the U.S. at least, is protected by the First Amendment. Things like nudity, hate speech, bullying, pornography.
Is there like a flesh-sensing algorithm out there?
No, so there's not. They exist. We don't use them.
Instead, Facebook relies on its billion-plus members to flag content that violates the site's community standards. And then hundreds of real people, Facebook employees, decide what speech and images to allow and which ones to block.
Today, companies like Facebook and Google and Twitter have more power over who can speak and what can be said all across the globe than any king or president or Supreme Court justice.
Jeffrey Rosen is a law professor at GW and legal affairs editor at The New Republic.
The First Amendment only binds the government, not private corporations.
Generally, on Facebook, anonymity is almost impossible. There is social accountability here. If you even click a like button, your friends are going to know what you're up to. But there is one place here where it's possible to speak out without attaching your name to what you say. Community pages. If you're a fan of cats or off-color jokes, it's possible to create a page dedicated to that stuff and do it without revealing your name. But Judd Hoffman says this has created a problem.
You know, fat jokes or Polish jokes or all those things, because they are humor and they're a certain type of humor, they don't necessarily violate our terms, but can be hurtful in a lot of contexts.
Facebook's ban on hate speech has an exception for humor, and some have taken advantage.
There was a very distasteful meme in the form of a illustrated joke about Anne Frank.
Christopher Wolf chairs the National Civil Rights Committee for the Anti-Defamation League.
To any Holocaust survivor or anyone concerned with anti-Semitism, it was quite offensive.
These community pages were becoming a haven for internet trolls. So Judd Hoffman's team began requiring administrators of some of the most offensive pages to identify themselves publicly.
In the vast majority of cases where people are asked to do that, they choose not to assign their real identity to that because it requires them to take responsibility for that type of content.
And those pages came down. Christopher Wolf at the Anti-Defamation League has applauded the move.
I think today Facebook takes a very sophisticated and sensitive approach to handling the issue of hate speech.
But Professor Jeffrey Rosen at GW has reservations. He says Facebook is judging what is or isn't offensive here, and it's basing this on community norms. Rosen says if Facebook had existed in the 1970s, rules like these could have made organizing around, say, gay rights difficult or even impossible. He says new social or political movements, almost by definition, are going to offend someone.
Those sort of protests often express themselves with jokes, with bad taste, and they depend on anonymity. It's impossible to imagine a gay rights movement without anonymity.
So Rosen hopes that Facebook will preserve the ability of at least some anonymous people to say controversial, even offensive things online. Steve Henn, NPR News, Silicon Valley.
This is NPR News.